Rick, let's begin with the recently released news that you are now the director, in addition to your other duties, of the Studer Institute.
That's right. It's an exciting opportunity. And what makes it most interesting for me, really, is that having a data-driven approach to solving our community's problems, whether it's wages, whether it's income security, income distribution, poverty, whether it's which sectors are expanding, where is the job market going to be 5 years down the road? Those are all questions that fundamentally can be described with economic, demographic, social data. I was delighted when Studer Institute came on the scene some time ago and talked about how they would like to have citizen-powered change. And as Randy Hammer, the president and CEO of Studer Institute, we knew him years ago as executive editor of the Pensacola News Journal. We collaborated back in 2001. The Haas Center, the Pensacola News Journal and the Haas Center produced an insert to the News Journal, a special place, a crucial time, 64 pages of insert with a lot of data. And as Randy and I revisited that earlier this year and talked about what Studer Institute would like to accomplish and how to get there, it pretty quickly became obvious that there was a potentially very good partnership to be had, because if you're going to talk about issues from the perspective of context, data, what is possible, then it's clear that the university ought to be involved. We have our Office of Economic Development and Engagement, our Haas Center for Business Research and Economic Development, that are really expert in generating data, interpreting data, and explaining the economy to people.
So if you could explain just briefly what your role will be, you would say you would be the chief interpreter of the data?
I think that's fair to say. I look at my role that way often, as the person who explains the economy. What are the factors that are kind of global in nature and overwhelm anything local? You can look at the role of technology and the changing nature of the labor market as it's influenced by automation, by the increased use of software and computers. You can look at things like globalization. Really, it's said that the shipping container, as we call it now, the 20-foot equivalent unit, the TEU, got its start in Mobile, and that it was popularized beginning in the 1960s, and that today we have not just 8,000 TEU ships, but we have 15,000 TEU ships. And when you're only 2 weeks' sail from Hong Kong to Long Beach, California, and you can hold 15,000 20-foot shipping containers, that changes the nature of business competition. Shipping costs are no longer really the important driver of location. And so my job is to explain how factors like that interact with things like our local education environment. How are kids showing up for, are they showing up for kindergarten ready to learn? And so you can talk about them both.
Tell us about this year's report that's going to be inserted into the News Journal on Sunday. Give us an overview of some of the things that we can expect.
There is extensive coverage there. My own article has to do with the change across generations. You and I have discussed this before about our move from a manufacturing military economy to really a service economy with a higher concentration of retirees. That's the 30,000-foot view, but there's just a lot of good quality work that's gone into describing educational outcomes. Excellent article on Milton High School and the strides, what it's taken to really get high attainment there. There's good articles on downtown Pensacola, the vision in the 1970s, the need for better infrastructure. There's articles about the tech community, the revival of downtown as an entertainment hub. And then you have to also keep in mind that commercial real estate sales could be a lot better, a lot of vacant property at the same time as we see some sectors expanding. So when you have 64 pages, you can really take a broad view across the waterfront. And so it's actually quite interesting to read, I think.
I'd like to take just one moment, Rick, to talk about news this week about tourism. Second quarter in Florida, record 24 million people visited the state.
The governor announced the number of visitors was at a record. Here in Northwest Florida, we're really at the forefront there. We're an affordable destination. It's always more economical to put four people in the car, get a couple of tanks of gas, and go to your destination. Particularly today with airline consolidation, airfares have been going up. We see that across the board. And yes, Northwest Florida has shown good growth in bed tax revenues and, of course, in visitors, just as the governor mentioned, the 24 million visitors for Q2 across the state of Florida. So, yes, we see it here in Northwest Florida as well.
We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.